Cauconus area 83, Manson Northwest Webster 59. Happy to have up here Pokey coach Brian Friesner. Well, you never trailed, coach. Got off to a hot start, led by 15 early on, but then Manson Northwest Webster made things interesting, tying it twice in the second quarter. But credit to your guys, they shook that off, ended the first half strong, and continued that into the next two quarters.
You know, Manson is they're solid kids, and Caden Hansen and Riley Peters, they do some good things, and Brian Pearson, of course, and over the course of the season, they've been strong in the second quarter, so we knew what was coming. We've been talking all year, when people make a run on us, we need to take a breath and relax. We got this. We can take care of this. And tonight I felt like they got a little rattled, but then they took that breath, settled back in. And, of course, Jay's hitting that three from 35 feet out. We kind of joked that's a heat check, and he was lucky he'd hit that one. Mm-hmm. But it was a big change for us. It put us up 10, and from there we kind of settled in.
Well, you've been doing this all season, though, scoring 83 points tonight, averaging 70 on the year coming in. So no complaints about your offense, I'm sure.
No, offensively we do some great things. We, like you said, we score in the 70s and 80s quite a bit. But as you make that step down the tournament trail, you have to get stronger defensively.
And you've been doing that, you were telling me before game time.
Yeah, we've been really hounding this one-on-one defense. How do you handle a guy driving, you know, deny straight-line drives? And tonight I thought we did a decent job. Of course, as a coach, you're always picky. You always want to make sure they do it 100% of the time. But Caden Hansen, he's slick. He got to the rack a couple different times. I don't know what he ended up with, but he's a tough handle. And for the most part, we kept him in check. But there was a few times he got away from us and kind of got their spirits up. And I said, boys, we got to settle back in again, and we got to take care of it defensively again.
Anything else stand out? You had four guys in double figures. You were good on the fast break. You liked to run. Got some good looks. And even when you didn't hit them, you had guys trailing there to bail you out.
We joke. We're one of the top rebounding teams in 2A and 1A overall. But we kind of say, well, it's because we miss a bunch of bunnies. And no, the boys, we talked about this the past couple weeks, about what we can do, what we do well. And we're leading the state in free throws made and attempted. That's because that's mental strength and physical, and just you to have a desire. Now, rebounding, we're one of the top teams again this year. And again, it's a physical effort. It's all-in effort. And I said, those things happen, good things happen to us. And I think that's what they've really bought into here, is if we miss a layup, we don't get perturbed. We don't get scared. The next guy in is going to come in, grab it, and try to put it in as well.
Well, 33 free throw attempts tonight, so same old there, and knocked down 20 of them. And so you'll now turn your attention to going up to Forest City for the 6:30 game on Thursday night, taking on Lake Mills. I looked at their numbers a little bit a few days ago. They're like 14-4 or something like that. What do you know about them at this point?
We've scouted them a couple times. We've been up there. We've watched a lot of video on them. They're a young team. They like to score a lot. They do play in a solid conference. I wouldn't say it's like the Twin Lakes, but they can get some things done. They got a good score. That's a junior, number 24, Chad. I can't think of his last name. I apologize. And he can shoot from anywhere on the court. And he's just this kind of smooth. We kind of reference him as Jimmy Chitwood off of Hoosiers. He can just get some things done. But they can give up a lot of points, too. Now, the nice thing is we see a grind every day in the Twin Lakes. I think since I've been here, this is the best Twin Lakes conference I've seen here. And I talked with my coach, assistant coach Jim Murray. He said the same thing. This has been a good conference this year from top to bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're ready for that grind and ready for that physical part. And I really think we can have something for them. With their youth, they're long, but they're a little bit smaller in stature, so I think we can run them, and I think we can play good defense against them.
Well, you made it to the district final a year ago and would like to get back there again. Lake Mills standing in your way on Thursday. Coach Friesner, wish you well then. Thanks for the time. Congrats on tonight.
Well, thank you for having us, and thank you for coming up, and go Indians.